plate to a Swegensalter. ITC project leader Dr. Swegensalter is shown in part of her laboratory at the Time Stream Sending Station located in the midastral planes of the spirit world, what Frederick Myers called the plane of illusion because the forms and structures in that realm are created by the collective thoughts, beliefs and memories of its inhabitants, with the help of higher beings. Dr. Salter, born in 1949. Died in 1987 and from the spirit world quickly took a leading role in the young field of ITC unfolding on Earth. George Cukor presents a picture of Thomas Alva Edison scanned by the method developed by Time Stream. Actually at the moment of this snapshot, T.A. Edison is about 3,000 miles away at the stairs of the Opera House. The picture of Jeanette Meek will follow in a few days. Both George Cukor and Thomas Edison are close friends of Klaus Schreiber, who works together with them in order to improve picture quality. Greetings to all friends of timestream.Swegensalter, project director slash 1904-91, plate 3A Thomas Edison and George Cukor. This picture of two well-known US figurezza inventor Thomas Edison, died 1931, and filmmaker George Cukor, died 1983, arrived in Luxembourg on April 19, 1991, with the following message. George Cukor presents a picture of Thomas Alva Edison scanned by the methods developed by Time Stream. Actually at the moment of this snapshot, T.A. Edison is about 3,000 miles away from the station at the Opera House. The picture of Jeanette Meek will follow in a few days. Both George Cukor and Thomas Edison are close friends of Klaus Schreiber, who works together with them in order to improve picture quality. Plate 4A Henri Saint-Éclair de Ville. This man was born in 1818 in the Antilles and later became a chemistry professor and inventor in France. He was in contact with a team of American experimenters led by George Meek, Project Lifeline, in the 1980s. And made contact with the Harsh team in Luxembourg in 1986 during a transatlantic experiment between the two ITC groups. MSSR. De Ville delivered several voice messages through the Luxembourg equipment and sent a short video sequence showing himself in his astral body, turning his head. This is one frame from that video sequence. Plate 5A Albert Einstein. After his death, Albert Einstein chose to stay in touch with the Earth by sending telepathic messages to many media mystic people, including experimenter Klaus Schreiber of Germany, a pioneer in ITC work. In the mid-1980s, Schreiber was receiving numerous images of loved ones and well-known people across his television, including this picture of Einstein. Since then, Schreiber has made his transition and now continues ITC work from the other side of the veil. Plate 6A Klaus Schreiber in lifetime. This is German ITC experimenter Klaus Schreiber in his lab in 1986. His final years on Earth were not especially pleasant ones, as many of his family members met untimely deaths from illness and accidents. His grief and longing apparently provided some of the emotional energy required to enable the phenomenal contacts he received across his television during this troubled period. Plate 7A Klaus Schreiber in his astral body. After his transition, Schreiber began sending pictures and messages to his colleagues whom he had left behind on Earth, including this picture of himself, which he sent to the Harsh couple in Luxembourg. Plate 8A Friedrich G. Jensen during lifetime. In 1959, Swedish filmmaker Friedrich G. Jensen captured spirit voices on tape while taping bird songs. Amazed, he was soon taping thousands of these voices to become a pioneer in what has come to be called EVP, or electronic voice phenomenon. This is G. Jensen several years before his death in 1987. Plate 9AF. G. Jensen in his etheric body. G. Jensen was psychically gifted, a characteristic typical of the most successful experimenters in EVP and ITC. Before, during and after his death he maintained a close telepathic rapport with his friend Claude Thurlin. On the day he died, G. Jensen issued a silent message to his friend Thurlin that he, G. Jensen, would try, during his own funeral ceremony, to manifest an image of himself on his friend's TV. So, While most of Jensen's loved ones were at his funeral, Thurlin was at home, capturing this picture of his old friend with a Polaroid camera. As explained in Chapter 5, after we die we live in our etheric body, usually for just a few days. This is the spirit body we associate with ghosts and apparitions. Plate 10AS. Salt Ascending F. Jensen's picture to Earth. This picture was received by the Luxembourg experimenters Maggie and Jules Harsh in 1992 as a computer scanned image. It was planted on their computer disk at the couple's home while they were out. It shows ITC project director Swegen Salter in her lab in the spirit world with a portrait in her computer of Friedrich Jensen in his astral body. Plate 11AF. Jensen in his astral body. This video image was received in Germany at about the same time that the computer scanned image in plate 10 was received in Luxembourg. Simulcasts of this type are becoming more common as our spirit friends take extra efforts to show the legitimacy of ITC to a skeptical public. Plate 12A Konstantin Rodiev. These pictures show ITC pioneer Konstantin Rodiev in his physical body at middle age, left, and in his astral body 13 years after death in 1974, right. He was a main figure in EVP work before his death, collecting over 70,000 voices on tape and writing the book Breakthrough. Since his death he says it is his calling to help EVP and ITC experimenters get better contacts on Earth. In 1994 experimenters in 7 countries reported getting telephone calls from Rodiev. That included 5 experimenters in the US. This book's author, Mark Macy, received 3 calls in his home in January and February of that year. Plate 13A Pierre Klein. The image on the right is the first paranormal video picture received by the Luxembourg experimenters. It shows a young acquaintance of theirs, Pierre Klein, who had recently made his transition to spirit. To the left, Pierre is shown as he had appeared on Earth. He happened to be in a train when this photo was taken. The spirit image to the right is indicative of the low-quality images the Harsh couple were receiving early in their experiments. Plate 14A Sir Richard Francis Burton, 1821-1890. Early in their experiments, the Luxembourg team frequently heard a deep voice with an English accent. Eventually the intelligence behind the voice identified himself as Sir Richard Francis Burton. The 19th century explorer who had translated 1001 Arabian Nights into English. This picture came across the Harsh couple's television in 1987, early in their video experiments. Plate 15A Hannah Buschbeck. German experimenter Hannah Buschbeck founded the German Electronic Voice Association in the 1960s to provide a means of networking and documentation for the many EVP experimenters in Europe. This picture of Hannah Buschbeck came across the television in 1987, not long after her funeral. She is once again a young woman, smiling to her friends on Earth. Plate 16A Ezra Braun during lifetime. This picture of Ezra Braun was taken in August 1985, a year before he died at age 11 of leukemia. During his final months on Earth, solace came from the European TV programs about ITC and EVP experimenting. His parents promised to try to contact him by tape, and he didn't cry after that. Plate 17A Ezra Braun in spirit. Ezra died in the fall of 1986, and by 1991 he was working with the spirit group Time Stream, who sent this picture of the young man, now obviously delighted with his new life on the astral planes. Ezra works with 16th century physician Paracelsus. Their group sends medical information to Earth. Plate 18A Paracelsus. Theophrastus von Hohenheim, 1493-1541, better known as Paracelsus, was a well-known physician, naturist and philosopher, who is now making contact with Earth through various channels, including the ITC lab in Luxembourg, where this picture arrived in 1992. It shows Paracelsus with the view from the balcony of his home on the astral planes. While on Earth he had once said, "After my death I shall accomplish more for you than before." Plate 19A George and Jeanette Meek. This picture shows the Meeks during a trip to Egypt in the early 1980s. Since Jeanette's death in 1990, they have enjoyed more than 100 dialogues across dimensions. George is regarded by many to be one of the fathers of modern ITC because of the Spiricom device which he helped his associates Bill O'Neill to develop in 1980, providing the first extended dialogue with spirit beings. Plate 28 Jeanette Meek in the Summerland. This computer scanned image, received in Luxembourg in November 1992, shows Jeanette, her daughter Nancy Carroll, and filmmaker Hal Roach, all of whom reside in the higher spiritual levels of the astral planes. A computer message from Hal Roach that accompanied the picture ended with the note, "The best boy assembling this picture, Frank Blell." Later, this book's author, Mark Macy, learned that best boy is a term commonly used in Hollywood to refer to people behind the scenes in the filmmaking industry who take care of the technical aspects of film production. Plate 21 AR multi-dimensional nature. When we die and shed the physical body, we live in the etheric body for a few days, then cast off that body as well. Then we live in an astral body which is a subtle version of our physical body at age 25-35. Eventually our human form melts into formlessness, and we are no longer a human being, but a light being whose life centers around love and wisdom. Finally, we shed the mental sheaths and, as a soul, merge with God. Plate 22 AR multi-dimensional omniverse. These various dimensions, or planes of reality, all exist in the same space but remain distinct by the frequency or vibratory rate of their substance, like radio and TV signals jumbled together in a room yet remaining distinct by their frequency. The physical plane, or material universe, is the outer fringe of the spiritual omniverse. Frederick Myers called it the first human plane. The lower astral plane, or second human plane, has also been called the interim, hell, Hades and purgatory. The mid-astral plane, or third human plane, is where most of us will wind up after we die and shed the physical body. It is a nice, earth-like existence. Myers called this the plane of illusion because it is like a dream world. The higher astral plane, fourth human plane, is the realm which most Christians call heaven and what spiritualists call the Summerland. Myers called this the plane of colors or world of forms, Eidos. The mental causal plane, fifth plane, or what Myers called the plane of flames, is where the spirit loses its human appearance and takes on a flame-like appearance. Reality here is created by the thoughts of the inhabitants. The celestial plane, sixth plane, or plane of light, is beyond the scope of human languages to describe. It is a realm of pure thought. The cosmic plane, seventh plane, is where the soul merges with the source, or God. It retains its individuality yet finds a oneness with all souls. Plate 23A Angie Mrek. Had she lived into adulthood, Angie Mrek would have been the aunt of ITC experimenter Maggie Harsh. Apparently her life was typical of that of many higher beings who incarnate on Earth as highly sensitive people. It is not an easy life, but much can be learned by them. At the same time, much can be learned from them by those who have the good fortune to cross paths with these high beings while they spend time on Earth. After all, among the ranks of these higher beings are the great prophets and spiritual teachers who have walked the Earth down through the ages. End of extract.